Life Effect continues on Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Mitch Tyke.
And I'm Bonnie North. Among the many cultural events that Milwaukee's Latino Arts has put on over the years, the musical offerings are among the most distinctive.
Thanks to the efforts of multi-instrumentalist and teacher Denora Marquez, the Latino Arts String Program has been providing top-notch education free of charge to low-income Latino students across Milwaukee.
The program expanded last year to include a guitar festival for area youth, and it was so successful, it was expanded this year to include not only a competition for the students, but master classes for them as well. On Friday night, the winners of the competition will play a concert along with Nemanja Ostojic and guitar virtuoso Edel Munoz. He's also on the faculty of the string program, and we're hearing him right now playing a piece called One Day in November. So beautiful. So beautiful. Edel Munoz in Lake Effect's performance studio along with Denora Marquez. Thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you for having us here, Bonnie.
Ah, so beautiful. And those are the kinds of sounds we are hoping to hear in this next. This is the second annual guitar competition at Latino Arts. Is that correct?
It's actually the second annual guitar festival, International Guitar Festival. And this is the first year we're hosting a youth competition along with the festival.
You've been running the program, the music program at Latino Arts for a long time. Why an international guitar festival, and why the competition?
Well, yes, I've been running the program now for almost 13 years, and ever since I started the program, I had the dream of finding the right instructors to create a really fabulous pre-college guitar program in town. And as it turns out, we now have among us, it's a huge blessing for us, Edel Munoz, who's a fabulous, internationally renowned guitarist, who came to us and said, this is my hometown now. I'd really like to work with you all. And so it's a huge blessing because now our advanced students, this is the caliber of a teacher they get to work with. And also, probably right a year before that, we had the arrival of Sara D'Ippolito, which is she's a fabulous Italian guitarist as well. And so we have this amazing team. And of course, when you have people of that caliber working with you, they have fabulous ideas. Mm-hmm. And so Adele said, I would love to start this festival through our program. And of course, we want to support his creative ideas as well. And so we decided to go ahead and do that, along with my dream was to have someone who would create a classical guitar orchestra, which is actually happening this year as well. So we have quite a few students. We're preparing them. It's a pre-college preparation program in classical music, and now we have them working with the guitar students. And as we kept working, we realized that there wasn't really this kind of a competition locally for young musicians, for young classical guitarists. And so we decided to just start one of ourselves.
What kinds of things would somebody win if they won the competition? Is it an opportunity to record? You know, what are you coming up with that you think the students would like?
Well, right now what we came up with is they will definitely be featured in our concert, which the festival concert, which features, of course, Mr. Munoz. And the students would be able to open for the concert. And then also the top winner for the advanced competition is winning a very nice classical guitar that was donated to us by Brass Bell. And the winner of the intermediate is winning a $200 gift certificate also to Brass Bell, also through donations from them. So we're getting sponsorship, and it's really nice to see people that are interested in making this happen.
One of the great things, this is actually not on the competition day itself, but it's a week later, it's like the following Friday, is that there is going to be a performance associated with this, and Adel Munoz, and who is the other person who's going to play?
The other performer is Nemanja Ostojic, and you probably said it better than
Nemanja Ostojic.
So, fabulous Serbian guitarist, also winner of at least 16 international competitions, and you know, he's a good friend of Mr. Munoz's and a great colleague. So we're always bringing classical guitarists that represent different countries. That's the name of the International Guitar Competition.
Right. And also introducing students to different styles, different ways of approaching the repertoire.
Yes.
Yeah.
And in fact, the concert is on the 6th of February at the Latino Arts Auditorium. The following day, the students also have a chance to have master classes with Mr. Stoyak and Mr. Yuan, who was our soloist last year for the festival concert.
So another opportunity to learn.
Exactly.
Yeah,
it's really wonderful.
Well, before we talk anymore, I want to hear some more music. And I'm hoping Mr.
Great.
Munoz will play something for us. I think this is a Scarlatti sonata. Thank you. Edel Munoz performing Domenico Scarlatti's Sonata in A in Lake Effects Performance Studio. Muchas gracias, señora. Donora, you've been doing this for 13 years now at the Latino Arts String Program. In that time, how has it changed? Are students more prepared? Are students more interested? You know, things have changed so much since I've been here in Milwaukee. I can only imagine that it's changed for you as well.
Well, as a matter of fact, there's one thing that has not changed that makes me very, very happy. The enthusiasm for the program. When I came to the United Community Center to propose the program and I met with a group of about 500 parents there, I announced the idea of the program and I had 100 people sign up just that night. And that was 12 years ago. I've already had students that have graduated from high school, from college. Our track record is beautiful in the sense that the students that go through our program, 95% of them are going to college. And the ones that have gone have graduated. So this is really wonderful. So the enthusiasm is definitely there. The way that it has changed is that the first generations were the trailblazers. In our community, there had never been anything like this program before. You know, a very serious pre-college training classical music program that focuses on developing our knowledge and techniques through Latin American music. So that's what differentiates it from other wonderful programs in town. The trailblazers, you know, had the enthusiasm in the get-go, but they had never seen what was possible. And the next generations, as they've seen the trailblazers reach certain goals, are surpassing them because they see what is possible now, you know, and that's what's so wonderful. There's a whole generation of kids that we call the belly babies because they were in their mama's bellies when their older siblings were starting or playing the instrument. So when they enter the program, it's like they were born with an instrument in their hands. And what they see as possible is, you know, what their siblings are doing in high school that they're now doing in middle school. You know, so it's really wonderful to see how that works.
And it also introduces non-Latino audiences to this incredible wealth of music that I think most of us who are interested in classical music have focused on Europe. But if you just look south, there's so much in Central America and in South America that is very much in the Caribbean, part of the classical tradition, but also it combines the folk traditions and it creates a whole new thing.
Yes, that's so true. And, you know, it is wonderful to be sort of ambassadors of that whole world, that whole set of cultures that we can represent as Latin Americans. But also, as I was speaking to my students, and I asked them, you know, what if you had to say something about the program or if you had to say something to somebody that had power that that would help you, what would you say? And, you know, time and time again, it was really interesting that several of them were saying, you know, this playing our music, the music from our traditions, not only teaches us about our traditions, because being in this country, we don't get to learn. We don't have heritage education. And so not only does it do that for us, but it also strengthens us and takes us out to the greater community and helps us become ambassadors of our cultures. So they're very conscious of this reality.
Do you find that any of the students have also become composers? Are they trying to take their traditions and create something new in that way as well?
As a matter of fact, it's funny you should ask, because last night after the rehearsal, I had several of them sitting back in practice rooms and just creating new arrangements to pieces that we've been doing. There's two or three of them that are actually composing their own things. Within this tradition, there's three or four of them who are composing in other styles that they like. One of them is really delving into trying to do something on guitar with classical music. They really are. They're just bursting at the seams with creativity, and it's really exciting. And seeing that has made me want to take the older students into another facet of our program, which is we're calling it Music for Social Change, which is we're gathering every Wednesday at our rehearsals. Towards the end, we have a conversation about issues that are important to them as young people, as Latinos, as various struggles in the families or various joys and celebrations. And now we're going into the process of trying to translate that into music, into song or not sung, into classical or other genres. It really depends on what they want to do. So, yeah, we're really delving into that whole side of their creative selves.
So it's guitars and strings and so much more.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for coming in and telling us about particularly this guitar competition and about the Latino Arts String Program in general. And Edel, I'm hoping that you will play us out with something. And Denora, please tell me the name of this. It's a Cuban piece, which is from Edel's heritage.
Yes, it is. This piece is called Guajira a mi Madre. And it's es tradicional. It's kind of a classical piece created from a traditional piece.
All right. Mm-hmm. And before you start, thank you both so much. Muchas gracias.
Muchas gracias. Thank you.
Guitarist Edel Muñoz will play a concert along with Nemanja Ostojic and the winners of the second annual Latino Arts Guitar Competition this Friday night at the United Community Center on the Near South Side. Denora Marquez is the head of the Latino Arts String Program. Marquez was recently honored with the state's 2015 MLK Heritage Award along with civil rights pioneer Vel Phillips. There is a link to more about the concert from WUWM.com. And that's the Wednesday edition of Lake Effect. I'm Bonnie North.
And I'm Mitch Tyke. Thank you so much for tuning in today, and I sure hope you'll be with us again tomorrow and every weekday morning at 10 for another edition of Lake Effect. From 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee Public Radio, your NPR station in Milwaukee.
Stay tuned. Fresh air comes your way next. It's 11 o'clock.